All right. Now, what then would we say is the common denominator of time? Consideration. All right. Below this level, in the field of mechanics, what would we say is the common denominator of time? Change. That is the one thing we could say was a common denominator of all kinds of time, anywhere, anyhow, in any universe. That would be change. You see that? Now let's not lose that one. A certain set of particles, or a certain body of individualized life forms, or an automaticity postulated by such life forms, could go on saying, for a certain set of particles, you see that there are a certain set of particles, they're moving in a uniform rate of change, and they're postulating the same space over and over again, and we would get at that moment a uniform time continuum. We would get a time continuum, and that is a condition which has to exist in a universe, and it's that which makes a universe peculiar. It's the time continuum of that universe. In other words, this agreed-upon chant. It's where we are chanting, with whom we are chanting, that makes the universe. You get the idea. So we have the people of Earth and this universe more or less chanting space particle position, or simply agreeing with something that's chanting space particle position, you see? And so we've got time, 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 time. If all of a sudden the chant stopped, nothing would move. You might still have some space on a hangover of a past consideration or something, but you wouldn't have any new particles moving anywhere. The walls would simply vanish. The space go to a very marked degree. Everything would kind of look like a step level 5 caving in on himself. That's the way things would look if they stopped. It'd just look just like that because that's what he's done. All right. Then, in order for a person to have time, to be in present time, it is necessary to be in contact, at least in contact, with those particles which are being formed by this continuous hymn to time. It's at least necessary to be in contact with the particles. If we're not, we're out of time. If we're simply agreeing, then we're out of time. And we get stuck on the time track. We get stuck in old facsimiles. We get all messed up. We're not postulating any time. We're postulating no time at all. And we're not looking at any time particles, not looking at any particles or their change. And as a result, where's anybody going to get any time? Well, he has to either start chanting himself, space, particle, position, space, particle, position, space, particle, position, until he gets time going again for himself, or you have him feel the walls. And feeling the walls, he'll say, oh, well, you know, getting into time.